Sky. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A resident has died in Umlazi after the house they were in collapsed today during heavy rains in Durban. It's still unclear how many others were inside the home at P section at the time of the incident. Several injured people have been rushed to hospitals and clinics. KZN Human Settlement spokesperson Dabezi Ntlesibia says MEC Sponiso Duma has cut short his work in the legislature to go to Umlazi.
The MEC will be visiting the affected families. We have also received a report from the roving team that there are families affected in J section, C section.
MEC Duma, whose other portfolio is transport, earlier today told the KZN legislature that they'll use their new budget to invest in flood-resistant building materials for the province's roads.
The ongoing devastating floods in KZN are a stark reminder of the realities of climate change. There is a need for a better disaster preparedness and climate resilience.
Duma presented his department's budget of just over 13 billion rand this morning. It focuses on infrastructure, improving public transportation and refining law enforcement and road safety campaigns. On today's heavy rains that have flooded several roads in parts of the province, including eThekwini, the MEC said the state of drainage systems is proof that something needs to be done.
An innovative method to build structures to withstand the weather, such as floating bridges to adapt to rising water levels. Even you'll see, if you go to our documents, bill of quantities in particular, that we are stuck with the adaptive resistance in ensuring that you'll find that in the past it was going to be easy for 600 or 900, but we opt for 1.2 in some instances, and we go for the best. Even the stability, the stabilization processes, the material is what is required for these processes.
Deputy Director General in the Department of Agriculture, Dipepeneneng Sirage, says South Africa's focus at this week's G20 meeting was on improving market access for local farmers across the group's member countries. Delegates in the Agriculture Working Group and Food Security Task Force met in Durban for 3 days. They wrapped up their discussions today, Sirage says, and this could help tackle food security challenges back home.
You've got food that is being produced in abundance, but equally at the same time, you've got people who are hungry and cannot access food. This is because there are challenges within the access of food and the whole supply chain issues. So we realize that there are farmers who produce food, but they are unable to sell them. So our first priority is to ensure that those that are farming and producing food are able to have their food access and reach the market.
And six Thai police officers have been killed in a plane crash. They were taking part in a parachute training drill when the accident happened off the coast of Prachaup, Kirikand province, south of Bangkok. Police say five officers died at the scene and the sixth in hospital. Authorities are examining the aircraft's black box data recorder to determine the cause of the crash. Durban and Richards Bay 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Two changes for the Hollywood Bet Sharks as they take on Ulster tomorrow night in the URC. Pirates and Sundowns, both in CAF Champions League semi-final action tonight. And it is FA Cup semi-final time, with City playing Nottingham Forest and Crystal Palace taking on Aston Villa.